Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Kendra Justine, checking in tonight again. I didn't tell anybody I was doing the show tonight. I didn't send anything out, you know, because I didn't, you know, necessarily want anybody to call in. I just wanted to have this just in case anybody did, because I have a message that I just have to share, you know. One thing that I want to say, if you haven't checked out the other podcast, if you wasn't on any of the other live calls, you can check out the podcast, okay? We're doing a 30 Days to Success Challenge. You can follow everything as well on my website, KendraJustine.com. Okay, 30 Days to Success Challenge. I'm not going to get into the details. Check out the last two episodes. The first one is about the challenge. The second one is about the plan, how to get it going, what you got to do for 30 days straight, okay? So tonight, I'm just talking about your breakthrough. You are closer to your breakthrough than you think. And when I say that, I mean that. And the reason I say that is because your breakthrough is already there. You just have to get there. And I know the question is, how do you get there? But you get there with your mind. I was sitting outside tonight, you know, it's the 2nd of July. You know, it's a little bit of thunder outside, but no rain, so I'm sitting out there because I always like to sit outside in the daytime, get some sun in the morning, and I like to get some moon at night. That's just me. But, you know, it's thunder, and I didn't see any lightning, so safe to be outside. And it's cloudy, of course, you know, because it was raining for a big part of the day. And so I'm looking, you know, I always look at the moon. I love the moon. So I look and I'm like, okay, I can't see the moon, but it's cool. I'm still going to enjoy the moon. I know I can still feel the moon's energy because I know it's there. You know, it's just the clouds are there. I can't see it. And it's crazy because I was like, that's fine. You know, I'll just still sit out here. So in doing that, I'm sitting outside and I'm like, I know I'll see the moon. And before I even saw the moon, when it was just sky, okay, I'm going to let you know the analogy that hit me because I'm looking and I'm like, I know the moon's there, so I'm still good. Like, I'm feeling good about it. Like, I'm feeling like I'm getting moon energy. Everything's cool. And that translated into my perception of what I even have going on in my own life. You know, all of us. It's something that each of us have been working towards. Maybe some people are still trying to figure out what they want to do. But for the people who have been working towards your dreams for years, you know, really putting in work, this is for you, okay? Your breakthrough is closer than you think. It's already there. You've already put in the work for it. You know how much, you know, all the stuff you did, you know, the most valuable piece of work that you put in was when you just had the desire of it, when you saw what you want in your head. That's when it manifested. That's when it became a thought form. That's when you put it out into existence and everything in your reality is trying to guide you on the path to manifest your dreams on a continual basis, okay? So when I look, I'm looking at the moon, and I'm like, well, I'm looking at the clouds because I can't see the moon, and it really reminded me like, oh, my God, that's the same way that happens with your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is there. Okay, even if clouds are in the way. What are clouds then? What are clouds in a case like this? Clouds in a case like this are just your thoughts. You know, we have a dream. Oh, you know, I want to be successful. I want to have money. I want to be able to pay my bills. This and that, da 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 da. But then we keep manifesting things that is opposite of that. We keep getting everything just standing in our way. Even let's just talk about, you know, when you decided to become a rapper. How many people was like, oh, you want to be a rapper? You going to be a rapper too? And so you telling people your dream, and then people just kind of like throwing salt on it. And we're not even saying that to insult anybody, okay? Because that's really irrelevant. The only thing that matters is you and what you decide to do with your consciousness and with your energy. So, you know, that in itself is the clouds, the doubt. That's clouds, doubting yourself. If you say you want something, oh, you know, I want a car, I want this, I want a house, I want to be able to be debt free. But then you turn around, you're talking to homeboy, you're like, oh man, I'm broke as hell. You just contradicted yourself. You see what I'm saying? And everything that you speak, like I said the other night, okay, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's facts. Everything is lining up in a crazy way for me right now. Like, the synchronicity is real. And the reason that it is because, like I've been saying, I've been able to find happiness, okay? I have something else to read to y'all, but I want to just say this real quick. The secret is happiness. Everything that you want, there's only one reason that you want it. I don't care if it's because you say you want to, you know, whatever your dreams are, whatever you want. The only reason you want that is because you think that it's going to bring you happiness. And what happens for all of us? It does for a little bit, and then it fades off, so then we go live this roller coaster lifestyle. We love, most of us humans love roller coasters. That's how we live our lives, up and down, up and down. Oh, I got a new car, damn happy. Tomorrow, oh, snap, this happened, I'm sad. Oh, okay, today this happened, I'm happy. Oh, no, now this happened, I'm sad. Like, that's insanity. Insanity. And I'm not talking about anybody, because I was there, okay? I was so there that it took me to really hit the rock bottom of myself to find the breakthrough and find the answer. Because I'm like, man, I've honestly manifested already everything that I could ever want. That's just honest. Everything that I once thought, oh, I can't even have this, that might not be possible, I manifested those things already. So it's like, okay, I did that, and I still, you know, was feeling like a lack. And now I'm like, okay, I want this now. I had got to a point, I didn't even know what I wanted anymore. I'm like, look, I don't even know what I want. I just want something. I don't know what it is. I found out it's happiness. Okay. When you really pay attention to yourself, take care of yourself, take care of the words that you're thinking, okay, what does it say for my people who like the Bible? The war is in the mind of the saints, right? I don't know scriptures and all that type of stuff verbatim, like, oh, go to this verse, but I know, you know, I've read it several times. So there's some jewels in there, okay? The war is in the mind of the saints. You killing yourself by what you think. That thought is going to turn into a thought form, and thought forms turn into things. Anything that we can see and perceive in with our five senses and this physical realm came from a non-physical realm. It came from a thought form. We're not trained to see these things, so it's a lot of things that we just can't see with our eyes. And that's why you have to increase your vibrations, okay? You have to do that. What is vibrations? What am I talking about? Different energy. The lowest is depression. I feel like maybe the highest is just like oneness. That's the highest. It's just oneness with all things. Love. Love. Everything is love to you. And when you really become like that, you only attract other things like that to yourself. Now your life becomes like a, you know, everybody will call you lucky or this or that. Like, you just attract great things back to back. You don't just have one breakthrough on the way. There's a breakthrough every day available for you. Seriously. We want so many things, but we're not in line with that. So then we feel so upset because it's like, I want this, but we're upset about it and we're anxious about it because we know in our vibration that we're not in line with that thing and that we can't naturally attract that to ourselves in that state. So we put in work, we do this, we go to school, we get degrees, we get people to tell us we're doing the right thing, all this type of stuff we do, you know, to justify our lives. Yet, 90% of the planet is walking around unhappy and in poverty, really, you know. It's people with a lot of money that makes a lot of money that's in debt. Don't let money fool you. Money doesn't fix money problems. And I'm doing a show on that. Because when I even heard those words, that changed my whole perspective on finances and just everything. Everything has order. okay? Let me read y'all the verse that I woke up to today. And I just want to read this. You know, I'm not promoting anything. I believe that there's just one creator, one source, one God, okay? So I just am led by how the Most High leads me in my own life. But this comes from a Bible on my Bible app on my phone. And this is the verse that I woke up to. Finally, brothers. Wait. Okay. Finally, brothers. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4. Okay, this is English Standard Version. I'm going to read that one more time because I want you to listen to what this is saying. Finally, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You listen to that? It didn't say whatever you don't like, whatever you don't want, whatever you're tired of, think about these things. You know, think about how you're going to fix them. Think about that master plan that you got to come up with. You know what I'm saying? Think about Joe Blow up the street and how he making it. And you got to get to where he at so that you can show him like, yeah, I did it. It didn't say to think about nothing that will bring your spirit down and take you off your path. It says whatever is lovely, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is commendable, whatever is excellent, whatever, if you could find anything. He's like, if you could find anything positive, I don't care what it is, I don't give a damn what it is. Find something. What's positive? What do you have going for yourself? Let's just start there. Let's just something. What, nothing's positive about life? Nothing? What do you like? What? Find that thing and stay right there. And you'll see when you stay in that thought for about 30 seconds, a minute, another thought like it will come. Then that thought is like really nice. Then another thought will come. And then, of course, you know, the other thought's going to start creeping up because that's what we've been taught to do. Oh, no, but this and that. No, No, I have to do it this way. I got a bill due tomorrow. You got to come back. Whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Each thought that you think becomes your reality. Any situation that you're in, any person that's in your immediate life that you like, I can't stand this person, whether it's at work, in your home, in your personal life, whatever. If you're there and you're stuck, if you feel like you're stuck in that situation, that means that person's reflecting something that's inside of you that you have to deal with. So nobody is an excuse. No circumstance is an excuse. Nothing. In every situation, there are several different perspectives. And what vibration that you're on, that determines what perspective you see. On higher vibrations, you start to get things from higher levels. You can't be on Power 107 and Foxy 103 at the same time. You see what I'm saying? You can't be in a negative space and a positive space at the same time. So we have to be cognizant of what we're thinking. So that's why with the plan, I want you to start your day off like that every single day to get in a positive mindset as much as possible. Who are you? Tell yourself that every morning. Get right before you even walk out the door. Before you walk out the door, you decide how your day is going to be because that's the power that you have as a co-creator. You're so powerful, you can attract more than you could ever imagine. I love y'all. KendraJustine.com, 30 Days to Success, y'all. This is not a game. Let's get it.